All right, this is my final response to the question as to why I personally have joined contemplative listening. And it should be the last. Well, I won't even say it'll be the last, but it'll be the last of this particular type of noise. There'll always be some kind of, well, not always, but there will likely be background noise of various types and various booze I do, and often it'll be intentional. But the question you posed to me, I've answered, I think, the best I can right now, Nick. So anything else I might be able to tell you will have to come as it's something I'm going to think about as to why I do it, what I get from it. So feel free, obviously, to ask follow-up questions. And I still have to digest everything you said in your original post to me, responding to my question as to why you do this. I need to sit down, eliminate some of this noise I'm talking about, and digest the metaphors you're making, the parallels you're drawing, and understand it. I may not have further comment to that, but it'll help me to better understand what you're getting at. And actually, this is a good time because I'm actually going to close all these silly windows on the Mac and listen to your roughly 10-minute response and just try to take it all in. But the key for me is that seeing what you're doing inspires me to do something similar, something that I've always kind of known I wanted to do but didn't have a way or an outlet to do it without considering it to be something totally different that I was maybe not wanting to associate myself with at the moment, if that makes any sense. Have a good one.